She gone fishing all the time. He be gone fishing too.
Oh yeah, you know what that means. It's time for a fishing report. Leaf is here. You know, Leaf, it seems like we are finally in winter.
Yeah, it feels like winter
this
now.
This is winter now. Yeah. Finally got there.
And today's fishing report will reflect that.
Yeah, we're kind of over the really cold rain, steelhead weather.
Yeah.
This is snow. We got snow now.
Well, and I'm not saying that fishing hasn't been hot still.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm curious about.
We will just be able to add in an ice fishing report now.
There you go, cool.
Yeah, you know, it's been really fun still. Just The temperatures don't seem to have really taken effect other than the fact that we finally have ice on Patterson. Last I heard it was about 4 inches thick, maybe 5 inches thick. Guys are out there catching some really nice fish. Saw some really, you know, pretty perch up to like 11 inches, a bunch of them around that very workable size as far as fillets go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm planning on heading out there with a few homies tomorrow. Okay. Going to check that out. And so I would also expect that everything else as far as like Leader Lake, I know for certain I've seen pictures from Campbell, big old fish in a little dude's hands. That looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that everything should be pretty good as far as up here. Okay. So ice fishing is on.
Cool. Well, I know that always looks like fun. I've never done enough of it to say I really know how to do it yet, but it does look like a fun way to spend some time in the winter where, you know, if you're not getting in the river, and I'm not.
Yeah.
I look to you for that.
Well, it's a little more party and meat harvest oriented for me. Mm-hmm. Just kind of out there to have a good time, not taking it quite as seriously oftentimes. And, going to bring myself something warm to drink, maybe start a fire out mm-hmm. there and just kind of have a good time.
Yeah.
Threw the invite out to one of your boys and a few of my other homies, and yeah, we're just going to try to get in some of those perch and then hopefully fry those up and then ideally get some of those kokanee too to put in my smoker and get canned those guys up too.
Yeah, no, it's a great plan. I love the plan. Let me know how it goes.
Will do, you know, and we're going to drag you out there one of these days, Gal.
That'd be fine.
That'd be fun.
I got the clothing for
and,
it.
You know, I've had this I need to get myself in action. I've always wanted to do a little K-Root Methow Fishing Adventures ice fishing party. I think we've talked about this in the past. So maybe this year, since I'm not doing as much stuff at the Loop, I'll try to get organized.
That'd be great. Like that. Well, we'll have a campfire. That's always a good central focus.
And I bet I might be able to throw together at least a few prizes, you know, with some of these local business owners around here being as cool as they are. So we'll get that going one of these days.
Stay tuned, folks.
All right. Well, you know, it's also very important to me that the water stays moving, and it has been lately. It hasn't frozen in mm-hmm. place yet, and just been having an epic time out there. Been getting, you know, quite a few whitefish. I was talking to one of the guys that knows a lot more about it than me here, Mr. Pasley, the manager up there at the Federal Hatchery, and mm-hmm. he said there's still some tags in some of these fish the whitefish that were tagged years ago, because these fish can live to be like almost 15 years old or better or whatever. So he says, according to these tags and then passing the tag arrays that detect them, that a lot of the spawning age whitefish, the bigger ones, are headed up into the Okanagan. And I think spawning there and then overwintering back up in here. So they arrive kind of later. And that's kind of what I've seen. A lot of the whitefish I'm catching are smaller. I have gotten into some bigger ones, and those have been, you know, it seems like you get over, it must be about 12, 13 inches, and you get a lot more meat off those fish.
Sure.
And a lot of it is in the back half of the fish, the peduncle and tail region of the fish. A lot of their muscle is basically back there. So mm-hmm. definitely kind of selective. I don't want to take anything under 12 inches. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Have you caught one with a tag?
Well, I wouldn't know. They're
they're embedded in
there. I mean, you might get lucky enough to see them. They're about the size of a Tic Tac or half of a Tic Tac split in half. So it would be very easy to miss.
Okay.
Because they're also like basically glass or whatever. You can see mm-hmm. right through them to the microchip inside. So they're easy to miss.
Okay.
So I expect that more of the big guys will be arriving here later. But I've been catching some of them and some beautiful trout. I've been catching both and everything, you know, kind of on all the way from the surface down. I've been having just an incredible time. A lot of dry fly action this year, like we were talking about.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
The other day, I went into one of my favorite runs just above Twisp here, where I always see some surface activity. And so I was thinking, okay, this would be a spot. And I wasn't really seeing anything. And so I thought, okay, I guess I'll just have to, you know, go under. And I was swinging my soft tackle underneath. I was really reaching too far across the river for the cast. And I think I must have just popped the split shot off in my back cast or whatever. And so unbeknownst to me, I was able to actually cast all the way across the river on this very wide run. And because they're always in this back eddy on the far side, and I could see my stuff had hit the snow on the other side. And I thought for a second, maybe I pulled my split shot off in the snow, but thinking back, obviously it popped off in the air. But anyway, as it pulled out of the snow, it kind of started into a slow drift, and I didn't really realize it was on the surface still or just under until I snapped a little bit of a mend to it to slow it down. And I could just see the water swirl, and I thought, oh shoot, I bet I lost my split shot, and that's probably me. And I pulled up, and sure enough, there was a fish on there, nice little trout, little cutthroat. And so I got that one in, and I thought, well, I guess that's a sign, you know, popped the fly the rest of the way to dry, and threw it back over there, and boom, got taken again, just really hard off the top, totally dry. And that proceeded to be, I got five of them to hand out of seven fish that took from me on the dry. And it was just, I mean, one of those all by yourself, hooting and hollering, just having so much fun moments.
Yeah, well, that's cool. I mean, it just sort of, I'm trying to think of why they're looking at the surface still.
Well, it's the chronomids. It's
still coming.
It's just that thing that they do every winter, but I never really had as much faith in it before. And so I've just sort of been just going for it more often now. And it's been leading to a heck of a lot of success, whether just working, you know, basically the same bug in an emerger fashion, slightly under it, letting it sink a little is no big deal. And it seems like, or on the surface, but it seems like for me, 8 out of 10 times has been when I get it out there and I snap a little bit of a mend to it, and right after they see that little bit of movement,
that's when they think it's alive
and they pound it right then. And so it's just been a heck of a lot of fun. Other than that, I've still been using a few eggs and just some of the traditional underwater chronomid beadhead guys that are in the nymph form too. So it's just been, it's really been producing, really been a good time. And so it's nice to be able to add a little variety, although it's going to be really tough tomorrow. My buddy said he's going to be a little late, so I'm thinking maybe I'm going to do both. I might just end up fishing the river in the morning and fishing the lake in the afternoon with my wife and kids out of town now this weekend.
Go for a double.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what's better than one fishing trip?
Yeah.
Two fishing trips.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might be that time to get over to North 40 and get your gear for ice fishing, because that's one of the wonderful things about that store. I guess we are sponsored by their fly shop, but you could always take a couple steps to the left and head to the gear fishing section there. Get yourself a little mini pole, some jigs, all that stuff. You know, it's just so much fun. And a lot of that stuff is super, super reasonable price. You know, like $20 to get one of those rod and reel setups a lot of the time, $20, $30. So it's just, it's no thing to get ready for it. It's not like it's a whole nother ball of wax as far as the expenditure goes. Mm-hmm. And you can also get all your fly gear there, of course, and you can check them out online at north40flyshop.com. And you can also check us out for booking trips or getting some fishing tips. And you can check out the blog or podcast at flyfishersproshop.com. You can check me out at the old interwebs at madhowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Take care, y'all. Get that fish right on, baby.
Man, the fish pot, you got good bait. I'm going fishing. My mama going fishing. Baby going fishing, too.